Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2009. All the geek, and apparently the server's not that fine.
Well, everybody needs a day off.
Apparently. Well, I'd prefer it not be a complete day off. Yes, good morning and welcome to Geek Radio Daily, where we do know for a fact the server's down, so when you hear this, God only knows when that's going to be. But that's all right, because we have a whole hell of a lot of fun making it, and we're going to proceed to do that now. And who are we? Well, we are the Bruce over there.
You're on Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
I haven't shaved in like 2 weeks.
I can see that.
This is great.
The way it's all hanging down, Sasquatchy in nature. I, of course, am known by many names, but you can call me the one and only Billy Flynn.
You can call me Ishmael, bitch.
Oh, that's fine, too. That'll
Hi,
work
Ishmael,
for me.
Bitch.
I see what you did there. This date in 1692, the last 8 witches were hanged in Salem, Massachusetts. Really? Thanks. See, they had no choice but to become the liberal hotbed of the world after that, just to make up for the fact of their stupidity in the 1692 era. This date in 1903, a patent was granted to Italo Marchioni for the ice cream cone. So,
oh, thank you, sir.
The ice cream cone is patented.
Yes.
Of course it is. 1949, the Soviet Union succeeded in exploding its first atomic bomb. And, wow, good for you. That's what we need is more atomic bombs going off on the face of this planet.
Yeah, panic time. Oh, snap, they got the bomb now.
1967, the Beatles appeared on the cover of Time magazine because nothing else was going on at that particular moment. 1991, the Dead Sea Scrolls were made available to the public for the first time by the Huntington Library in a late-night TV offer, but don't call now. There's more.
There's more.
Absolutely.
You get your Sonic Scrubber with it for free.
Ooh, that'd be fantastic. Some birthdays of note. Dragon Con attendee Tom Felton. You might know him as Draco Malfoy. He's 22. Did you notice there was a lot of, I don't want to say, let's just say it, unattractive, very clingy ladies following Tom Felton around everywhere he went?
Yeah, a little older, too.
Yeah, a little older. And
The little cougar bait that he is.
Yeah.
Let's see, Bonnie Hunt, 45 years old today from Life with Bonnie.
Oh, Life with Bonnie. Okay, Laura Vandervoet is 25. Supergirl, sure she was. No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
What was she in, like 3 episodes?
She was.
Before she realized that the show sucks and her role was horrible.
Wasn't she around for like a season? I mean,
but she wasn't in most of that season.
Well, that's true. You know, she's not as cute as people say she is. I'm just saying.
Okay. Scott Baio.
Okay.
48 years old today. Scott Baio is single and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Tony loves Chachi.
Right. Yep. But the site that picked up his birthday from, instead of mentioning Chachi at all, it says Dr. Jack Stewart on diagnosis murder.
That's what they go with.
Yeah. Okay. Billy Piper's 27. Of course, Rose Tyler on Doctor Who and Belle and, you know, Secret Diary of a Call Girl, where she shows her boobies a lot.
Yeah,
Ashley Drain is 28, the voice of annoying Tano. I'm sorry, Asako Tano in the Clone Wars. You know.
Yeah.
Snips.
Yeah.
R2-y.
Hit her in the head with that crap. Yeah. All right. Joan Jett.
Nice, dude.
49 years old. She's 49
really?
Years old.
I've got her listed as 51, so I guess it's one of those things where...
I got her born 1960.
I'm not denying that
I'm
you have
saying,
that, but...
Okay.
Herbert Matare is 97, the inventor of the transistor. Without him, sir, electronics, we wouldn't have any. We wouldn't be doing this right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing this.
We'd be doing this, but it'd be like cans and string, you know, and only
That's
the people...
That's a lot of string.
Only the people tied in with their own specific strings would be able to do this.
That's networking there.
Ooh, you know, networking is a good segue. For television. Tonight, sir, CBS realizes not only do you love NCIS, they're pretty goddamn sure you're going to love NCIS Los Angeles.
Yes, they
Featuring Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J.
Yeah.
That's the dream team there.
Yes, it is.
Then stick around for The Good Wife, where one of these politicians who cheats on his wife, this is a story about his wife staying with him, and I guess the revenge she exacts over years? I have no idea.
I don't know. Hopefully there's super glue involved.
Ah. You're a disturbing man, sir.
Over there on ABC, you have another 2 hours of Dancing with the Stars.
And why not?
And then a new show called The Forgotten, which I get the feeling this show is going to be just that.
Oh, snap. On NBC, 2 hours of The Biggest Loser, Curtis meets the contestants. It's the second episode, but he's just now meeting them. I guess he's that big, it took a while to get there.
Wow, that's saying something.
Hey, fight it, brother, fight it.
Uh-huh. Fox, you got Hell's Kitchen over there.
Aw. Tonight on the CW on 90210, to sext or not to sext?
Go sext.
And on Melrose Place, Ella's job may be in jeopardy. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so worried about Ella.
The heck you say?
Oh.
Over there on the Sci-Fi Network, we have Warehouse 13 twice. twice.
Oh.
One's a new episode, too.
Oh. Just the one?
Yeah, just one.
AMC American Movie Classics will show you Lethal Weapon 3, followed, of course, by Starsky and Hutch.
I saw that.
Because Jet Li was not in both of them.
No. He so, was not in either one of them.
Right. Yeah. He was not in both of them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. FX Network, you have next.
I don't know what that even means.
It's okay. It's followed by the new episode of Sons of Anarchy.
That's based on a Philip K. Dick novel. That's based on the Golden Man, I believe.
I don't remember. Okay.
History Channel and the Universe, 10 Ways to Destroy the Earth.
I've got that too.
Isn't one enough? I'm just,
And if the first 9 don't work, you want to quit, don't you?
Yeah, I'm basically saying that. If we're watching anything tonight, those shirts going to be that their lifetime television for women. Because a working relationship between artist Georgia O'Keeffe and photographer Alfred Stieglitz leads to love and marriage. Can't have one without the other. Okay. Joan Allen, Jeremy Irons star in Georgia O'Keeffe. That's the best effing title they could come up with. You know, Lifetime Television for Women is becoming a little bit slack of lately. I'm just noticing that.
No blasted lettuce today!
Wow, speaking of slack, we have absolutely no pieces of mail whatsoever today.
No.
So you want to...
I'm start crying.
We could make one up real quick if you'd like. Dear GRD crew, why are you guys so awesome? Bruce, would you like to field that one?
Because we are.
There you go. Hard-hitting investigative journalism each and every weekday morning brought to you right here. So if you've got a piece of question that you'd like to have asked, just a piece of it, because the whole thing slows us the hell down. It's only a 15-minute show. Hey, I'm telling you, we have to wait for those special 3-hour panels that we're going to start doing over the internet. Live with all kinds of crazy technology that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't.
And the servers are down. But
that's another story. You don't hear this right now anyway, so it won't matter if I tell you to send a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flensters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com, but I'm going to say it anyway. Tuesday means, of course, we're taking a peek at some DVDs, followed by a look at your geekified news this Tuesday, September 22nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hello, this is Johannes Gainsfleisch Zurladen zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible. Just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the podiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beers you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
This is Tom O'Pennicott talking, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2009. You know, Hilo sounded a bit dazed when we did that.
Last Day of the Con?
This is Tam O'Pennicott talking, and I just need more bourbon.
Red Bull. Red Bull.
That's probably
bourbon.
What he did need, but he wanted the bourbon.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
But you do.
I do sometimes.
You love movies.
I love movies.
And today is a good day for that because there's new movies available for you to take home and violate in all kinds of ways.
Ew.
I meant put them in a PS3. What?
Oh, that's wrong, too.
Well, no. What's wrong is that Matthew McConaughey's movie, which is not acknowledging the works of Charles Dickens at all, Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, is out today. Weren't there a lot of really... No, I'm not going to say that. Weren't there a couple of really good movies this summer that I'm just waiting for on DVD?
Ghosts
of Girlfriends Past?
Is not one of
no,
them.
No, no.
Yeah. Battle for Terra.
Yes.
That's out today on
DVD. That is one that I was too sick to actually get a chance to see while at Starfest, but it was highly recommended by the rest of the Screen Geeks gang, and I think you should see it because it's good. Yeah,
that's why it's on the top of my list.
There you go.
A little bit farther down the list is Observe and Report.
Why would that be far down the list? I think that's going to be very, very good. I really do.
I don't. This is the Paul Blart Mall Cop takeoff.
No. See, this was also like Hollywood likes to do in development at the same time. This, sir, is a little less Paul Blart and more like if De Niro's taxi driver was a mall security guard, kinda.
And a little more pathetic.
Well, yeah, because otherwise it doesn't work. Scooby-Doo, The Mystery Begins, something we talked about on the TV pages a few days ago, something I didn't realize was a live-action straight-to-DVD prequel.
Yes.
I didn't realize that at all. Yeah. I really thought it was an animated movie, and I'm like, I've seen a pup named Scooby-Doo. What the hell is this? The Mystery Begins.
Yeah.
Castle Season 1 is out today.
Yes, it is. Another one today is... Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the complete second season.
Ooh, but you know, if you're going to be buying anything today, you're probably going to pick up the story of five young kids, ages 10 to 13, who escaped from a mental hospital after a car accident. And, you know, they wander aimlessly through the woods, killing campers and hikers, and then encounter a very dysfunctional family on a Memorial Day weekend retreat. So when the sun goes down today, my friend, you better beware the children.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Sorry, looked like I was cutting you off there.
Yeah, geek news!
Geek news, indeed.
Indeed.
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view, don't you want to beware of the children? As a dad, I figured you'd be like, oh my God, I have to have this. Maybe they'll kill these kids at the end.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So the Nigerian government is banning District 9 from theaters. Well, they're trying to. They're asking cinemas to not show District 9. Information Minister Dora Akinale told the BBC's Network Africa program she had asked the makers of the film Sony for an apology. She says the film portrays Nigerians as cannibals, criminals, and prostitutes. Not all of them.
No, not all of them. I thought this was set in South Africa.
The Malawian actor Eugene Kayumbanyawi plays a gang leader with the nickname of Obasanjo, also the surname of former Nigerian president Olusegun Obasanjo. You know, it's like when Iraq got pissed off at 300.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing, and we really don't care either way.
Because I'm saying that District 9 is a historical adaptation is what I'm saying.
Okay, we'll go with
that. Go find more things to be upset about, okay? Seriously? Yeah, it takes place somewhere
email
else.
Email addresses.
Yes.
After having just
get my server working,
yeah,
okay?
Really? After having such success with the stop motion animated feature Coraline, Portland film studio Latka
yeah.
dismantled its computer
yeah.
animation
what?
Department.
No.
Yes, on Friday.
No.
Yeah.
Coraline was a fun time.
Yeah. Well, they're just doing the stop motion. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The computer animation department is closing.
Okay.
They had to let go of 63 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, unfortunately. They're just going to exclusively do stop motion features now.
Okay.
Okay, they're only going to have the computer animation augment the stop motion.
Okay. Well.
Okay. They let go of 63 people. They already let go of 65 people a few minutes ago.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really bad.
We got to stop doing the show. More people are going to work.
A few months ago, when the feature that they were doing, Jack and Ben's Animated Adventure, was canceled.
Okay.
Bad economy.
Reliable sources say that this Thursday, NASA is going to have a press conference at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the only time that really counts. And allegedly, the topic of this is going to be the press briefing will be a paper about the results of how much water they may or may not have found on the moon. Allegedly, on Thursday, NASA's going to say that there's an ass load of water up on the moon. That's the rumor.
Wow, really?
That's the rumor.
Rumor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But there's a press conference coming.
Okay, 3 months ahead of the release of Robert Downey Jr.'s action pick, Warner is developing a Sherlock Holmes sequel.
Why not?
Already.
Sure.
Brad Pitt has had discussions with the producers to star as Moriarty in the new pick.
Okay.
Okay. People familiar with the project says there's no deal in place for him to take the part. Pitt has already been the subject of many rumors as saying he's already in the first movie as Moriarty, but those familiar with the script say the character is in the shadows and cannot be recognized.
I'm playing the shadowy man.
Holmes is supposed to be a holiday release, and it's supposed to be an action-heavy rendition of the world of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Guy Ritchie is helming the picture. Yeah. Downey is the title character. Jude Law is Watson. And Rachel McAdams is going to be starting the love interest, Irene Adler.
Okay, well, we'll see. So far, I don't know. There's something about
this
trailer.
I've seen the previews.
I have, too, and I'm like, it doesn't quite look like Holmes, though.
Yeah, well, they're doing a lot of action with the trailer.
It looks better than Geek Squad. Hey, look, I go to Best Buy all the time. Sure, I do. I've never had to use the services of Geek Squad, but really, from the bottom of my heart to Geek Squad and Best Buy together, let me just say for a moment, F you. Right now, and Kotaku has this wonderful picture of this directly from the store. They have a great deal for you. If you purchase any PlayStation 3, you can get Geek Squad in-home gaming setup where they'll come by and they'll set up and configure your gaming console. You know, they'll plug it into the wall,
yeah,
into your TV,
yeah,
turn it on for you.
Uh-huh.
Installation of the latest firmware updates, which means you turn on the system, turn the controller to the left a couple of times and go, yes, install updates. They will set up and configure your user accounts, so they'll, you know, pick your username once you tell them what it's supposed to be,
yeah,
and set up a configuration of your online account if you're connecting all of this to the web, like most of us do, and they'll do that for the low, low price of $130.
Why?
I'm not entirely sure.
You can't get an 8-year-old to do this for you?
I'm saying, if you buy yourself a PlayStation 3, now I'm sure they offer it for other things, but the sign specifically shows PlayStation 3, so I'm not just kicking Sony in the balls just to be doing it.
Uh-huh.
If you're buying a PlayStation 3 and you don't know how to hook it up to your TV, you probably shouldn't have a PlayStation 3.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Just get a PSP. How about that?
There you go.
That's less things for you to dick up. Your Bible can't knock that one off the air. That's an inside joke,
yeah,
kids. We like those. Geek Radio Daily with inside jokes. Licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 96.3.0 license. Go drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review while you're there, and hey, fix our server so you can actually hear this show. Wait a minute, that's not going to work, is it?
No.
Drop us a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flint, it's all at geekradiodaily.com.
It's shower time. Gotta brush your teeth and wash your face. Time again to join the human race. So take off all your clothes and let's get